Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation. Here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Tuesday. Let's get it with a boom. Be loud, proud, Husker Nation. Yes, sir. There's an identifier for blessings and good things. When friction exists and the movement is forward and up, it is a sign that good things, good work has been done, and good mission is in play. We can talk about that over the course of this hour. When you can see the signs of progress, friction being used to move yourself, your situation, your circumstance, and your surroundings to forward and up, you are putting in yeoman's work. You are doing the good work, and we'll talk about that. 402-464-5685, the starter Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? And you do. Hit us up. What? Give me a what's up. Don't yell at me from the car, man. Hit me with a what's up. Hit me with a what's up and then yell at me from the car. That is fully acceptable. Greatly appreciated as well. You can follow on all the live video streams. Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, Amazon Prime, and Amazon Music. Go big, Ticket. Go big. Go big or go home is what I say. Live by it. I mean it. Download the Ticket app. It's a busy 2 weeks. State high school tournament, girls this week, starts tomorrow. We have a whole roster of announcers who are going to cover first tip to last horn, girls and boys state tournament. Anything at PBA, the Ticket will bring it to you live. So shout out. Kudos in advance, thanks in advance, praise in advance for this crew that's going to battle through. It is some 32 ball games and get it done. So well done with that. Two questions at 11:05 in the city, 40 degrees. Mother Nature, get to work. We got some baseball. Bach, how the heck are you?
Hey, not doing too bad here today. I tried to get some extra sleep in preparation for tonight.
It's a long night.
It is.
It's a long night. Scurs by 30 at Pauley Pavilion. That's the rule. That's what we're shooting for. It'll be a late night, of course. Tip off at 10. Post-game show will begin immediately following. That means Nick Wyman and any other assortment. Austin Roman is there, boots on the ground at Pauley Pavilion in Westwood, California. And we'll talk about what the Huskers bring to the table and what's in play. This is why you do the thing. Bach, would you please, if you will, sir, pay the bills.
Yesterday's show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Bill and Bennett, we see you, bruh. Thank you. He says, nice boom. Some days you just got a boom. Hey, I don't need a reason. I could either tell you the temperature of the room or I could set the temperature of the room. I am more of a set the temperature kind of guy. I would prefer to be a pioneer rather than a settler. Settler's business, it's wonderful work. But that pioneer business, cut a path. Hey, man, let's go here. Tell them where to go. Show them how. Be the first one through the gate. That's how we do. That's how we do. And when we speak of those things, the reason why, it's hype. And you get excited for good things happening to good folks in good situations. He is the head coach of Huskers men's tennis, currently sitting at number 40 in the country. That is a statement. I need to say it again louder for the folks in the back, that you've taken the program and moved it constantly, consistently, purposefully to where it now sits at number 40 in the country. Peter Cobalt, coach, how the heck are you?
What's up, DP? Thanks for the nice intro there. Yeah, I mean, 40 in the country, it's been a great season so far. I think the guys have done well. I think it's important to like for everyone to understand like what these guys are doing right now too. Last year, we lost four starters out of our lineup. Our number one singles player, who was a two-time all-first team Big Ten selection, Calvin Mueller, and Anton Shep, our number two singles player, just won a professional tournament and qualified. We played singles and there helped New Zealand qualify for the Group 1 slot in Davis Cup. And then two other starters, you know, two seniors that won a lot of matches for us. So it'd been real easy for this group of guys to take a step backwards and to not have a great year. But, you know, I think it's important that everyone knows, like, the guys that are in the locker room now are doing an unbelievable job. It's really hard to replace four guys like that, and they're doing an unbelievable job so far. But we have, you know, the Big Ten season starts this Friday, and, you know, the out-of-conference season's over. So we told the guys this morning we're 0-0 again, and we got to get to work.
There's the timing of that comment and the space in which that comment is made. There was conversation with basketball and with football, college basketball. And the word is retention, student-athlete retention. In basketball, and the reason why it's in conversation, and then the same to be said in college football, that retention may be one of the great identifiers for a program's success, a team's success. The program is the consistent choice to retain athletes and keep them in good standing, both academically and athletically. But if we said this, and let's use basketball as a kind of a mirror. Duke, Arizona, Michigan, UConn, Florida, all retained at least four key players who were in the program a year ago. That's five of the eight best programs in the country. That Duke retaining they only had 25%, and that number is low amongst elite programs. Coach, is it purposeful? Is it known that retention is a key identifier, maybe even how you decide you're going to operate, right? That if I can get, they used to say get old and stay old in college sports. How does that affect tennis? Does that play in tennis?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think it all starts with recruiting and then making sure you're recruiting the right guys into the program. And then once they're in the program, yeah, retaining them is of the utmost importance right now. So I think here at Nebraska, there's a lot of resources here that the guys really enjoy, and they, you know, playing in front of a crowd all the time. I mean, for Oklahoma State last weekend, we had 150 people again. I think it's been pretty consistent like that the entire year, which is, I think it's the first time it's ever been like that. So I think just the things that Nebraska offers already, you know, makes it pretty sweet here. But then, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, as we continue to get better and better, you know, retention is going to become more and more important. And, you know, right now we're ranked 40, but, you know, if we're ever ranked in the top five, like some of those teams that you were talking about, I think that retention word becomes, you know, more and more and more crucial to the times that we're in college sports. So
as the program lead, when somebody says the word retention, what comes to mind? What, from a functional standpoint, how does it affect what you do and how you do it? Like, what are you targeting?
Yeah, I think number one is, you know, trust and loyalty. I think those two things are at the top of the board. The relationship between you and the player, there has to be a high level of trust. And then there also has to be a high level of loyalty. The player needs to know that you have their best intentions at heart and you're trying to get them better. And I think if you're doing all that and you're also trying to take care of them, you know, the best you can, financially and with resources here at Nebraska, I think the retaining piece is less complicated than everyone makes it sound. If those things aren't in line, then I think it makes things more difficult. I'm still a young coach and everyone's new to this NIL and revenue share and retainment thing, but, you know, I think relationships and coaching and, you know, levels of trust, all that team culture are way more important now than they've ever been, in my opinion.
Is that what the players say to you? What do your people say to you? What do your players say to you? That, because I would imagine that in the practice space, in the casual space, transfer NIL comes up in conversation because it's so much around your program.
Sure.
Even if it's not in the program, it's around the program. And if, and ultimately, we know how neighborhoods work.
Sure.
That every now and then, if you start seeing new cars at the neighbor's house,
you start to wonder.
You start to wonder.
someone got a raise.
Right? Like, how do we do that?
Yeah.
Do people really know? And we've had this conversation on air before, but I think it's appropriate whenever we bring it up again. Do fans and Husker alumni know what would be required? Like, what would be helpful for Husker tennis? Like, what it would take to help move this program? Look, you set the foundation. You're having success. You're competing at the highest level. You carry the highest GPA within the athletic department. You're doing all the right things, right? Your guys are seen in public. They're always well behaved, normally. usually, right? They're the standard for Nebraska men's athletics when it comes to how you carry yourself in the classroom and away. When you have these conversations with your people, do fans know how good this program can be with some real financial support?
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe the sky's the limit here. We have an amazing facility. We have an athletic director that's 100% bought in. We have, you know, support staff. We have the coaching staff. You know, we have anything and everything we need over there. And then the last piece is, you know, we're doing it slightly right now, but we're going to have to play ball a little bit more from an NIL standpoint. If we want to, you know, that's just kind of the way it is right now. So we don't need a ton, but somewhere in that $50,000 to $100,000 range a year is, you know, that's kind of what the big fish are swimming in right now in men's tennis. Every now and then you have a player that would require more, but at the same time, there's a lot of examples of schools that are doing it. They're spending lots of money and we're ranked higher than them right now, DP. So my job as the head coach is to figure out, you know, okay, these are the values that people here have here at Nebraska. You know, this is how I believe that they think it should be done. This is how I believe it should be done within the program to make it successful. How do we incentivize our players while also not breaking the culture in there? How do we bring in the top recruits without interfering with what we're building already with what's in the locker room? I think that's something that gets overlooked because everyone sees the shiny fish out there and they all want that fish on their team, and they put the fish in the pond and he ruins the environment in that little pond. Mm-hmm. So the tennis locker room is a little pond, you know, everyone has to get along or else it doesn't work. So I think you have to find the balance, and I think you have to build it up incrementally. And there's ways I believe that you can do it. And ultimately it's up to the trust of the people and the people that want to help out and give that, hey, like coach is going to deploy this the right way. And it's going to be used in a way that continues to uplift the program. So I don't know. I think it's an ever evolving thing. But I think there's ways to start out and do it where you can incentivize first the guys that are here that are doing a good job, that are wearing the scarlet and cream, that are doing well in school, that are doing things right on and off the court, that do things the way we want them to do. And then I think you can set an example for recruits that want to come in and be a part of something like that.
I hearing you talk about it, and what I would say is that we have great fans who listen, and important fans. All of them are important, but we have fans who are difference makers. And the reason why I love asking you these questions is because I know that it moves the needle. And I know that when folks get into the building, when they get into Dillon Tennis Center, they will have a greater understanding of one, how impressive it is for you to do what you're doing with the resources that you're currently using, and how great it could be. And I think it's important to say that. It's important to keep repeating that. You said 150 people, and I listen. there's zero reason why you shouldn't be playing in front of 300 folks every week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what our goal is, and I know coming down here helps, talking with you, and I try and reach out as much as I can via social media and emailing and things along those lines, but it's free, guys. Like, it's free, 100% free. You can show up for 5 minutes. If you hate it, you can walk out
for the whole door. Family. For the whole family. Bring your kids. Bring your family. It is a wonderful. Here's the thing that I was checking it out. That spring game for football is March 28th, and on March 27th, you're at home.
We're at home.
You're at home, and you're facing Washington, and then on the 29th, the day after. So all these folks come into town. And all the folks who are going to be in town and around the stadium and in Lincoln, that at 5 o'clock on the Friday night, there's something for them to do. It's free. Bring the family, head your tail over to Dillon Tennis Center and support Coach Cobalt and this program. And then after the game on Saturday, on Sunday at 12 noon, Dillon Center, Oregon comes to town. And I think it's fair to say that There needs to be a drive, because what is the attendance record at Dillon, as far as you know?
I think we said it last year, and I think it was 288 people last year for Baylor Friday night match. So
oh,
I think
I'm taking this challenge. You know I love a challenge. I love DP. A challenge. That our listeners, first of all, that we can get 300 people to Dillon Tennis Center. And we'll figure out what it would take. And text line, feel free to let us know if you'd be willing to be down to show up to help break the attendance record there. And then what it would take. If we have to give away some things, let's figure out what's the magic thing that draws 300 people to deal. Bach, is it free runzas? Is it free slices of pizza? Tennis courses, classes. What do we have to? You know, he gave away a TV last year. I think that may be a thing. Bach, what would move the text line, feel free to let us know what would move the needle. But Bach, what say you?
Yeah, those are pretty good ideas. I like the TV. I think that probably maybe would have helped in with the setting attendance record. Free food always helps. So yeah, I mean I don't know. Maybe you could sign some gear or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there's some opportunity here, Coach, to get to 300, and let's pick a game. So for this is what your upcoming home schedule. March 13th against Illinois. That's a Friday night at 6 o'clock. Then Sunday at 12 noon against Northwestern. Washington March 27th at 5 p.m. on a Friday. Oregon Sunday noon March 29th. Then you welcome Wisconsin Saturday, April 4th. Penn State comes to town Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. And then you finish the season against your alma mater, Ohio State, who comes to town Sunday, April 19th. I think there's a way to get this thing. And I don't care if it's a gradual push, but I think there's a way to make this happen. I think we ought to do this.
For sure. I think that the next biggest match at home is the next one, is Illinois. I think they're checked in at 11 in the country right now.
Nice.
Unbelievable roster. Head coach has done a phenomenal job there. I think he's been there over 20 years now, in the leadership role, if not 20 years, 15 to 20 years. They have a fantastic team. They're a young team, though, and I think if we could have a great crowd for that match, we might be able to get under their skin a bit. But, I think, all these matches are tough. Any of these Big Ten matches are, the Big Ten is as good as it's ever been. It's better than it's ever been, in my opinion. It's extremely deep in the new teams that have came into the conference. USC, UCLA are both top. I think USC's 20, UCLA's 27. They're both going to continue to rise up the rankings. Oregon and Washington are both ranked right now, slightly below us. Northwestern is two spots below us. I mean, it's just nails. So that's why we talked to the guys today. I'm like, look, we got to continue to get better, because the Big Ten is tough. And if we're just going to keep relying on what we have right now, it's going to be tough. So we got to keep getting better. But if anyone wants to come out and watch, like, pick a match, pick a day, pick a match, pick a time, and you'll see some phenomenal tennis.
So in the Big Ten, what programs are currently ranked ahead of Nebraska?
Ohio State is ranked one. Illinois is ranked 11. And then you have USC, UCLA, and then I believe it's us at 40, Northwestern at 42. Michigan is in the 44 to 47 range. We go up against them. They're very good, and so is Michigan State. Michigan State got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they, on paper, are arguably the most talented or second most talented team in the conference.
Wow.
So, you know, I think probably in the Big Ten, we have five teams, you know, maybe six that could be top 30, top 25 for sure, including, you know, the best team in the country right now, in the Ohio State Buckeyes. So, and then the depth now, I think, you know, last year the Big Ten maybe got four or five teams into the tournament. I think this year there can be six or seven up there with the ACC and the SEC, who are getting seven, eight, nine teams in every year. So it's just tough, like, which is great. Every day we get tested. Every day we come to practice, we have to practice well. But, yeah, nothing's easy, that's for sure.
From the text line, I have to ask the question. Texas says, I have some rowdy boys from Southeast Nebraska I could round up for you. Do they sell alcohol at tennis matches?
We do. Friday night.
There's the win. There's the win, folks.
For those Friday night matches, the concession stand will be open, and there is alcohol for sale.
Is there absolutely a Friday happy hour men's tennis thing about to go jump off? Is that?
That might be. But I don't know how it works on Sundays yet. We're working through how that's going to
look. Yeah, the 12 noon
I think the 12 noon, they're giving away like water and snacks for free. I don't know if they'll have alcohol on Sundays. But that's also
a great add-on that, yeah. if there's listen.
Get free candy, free popcorn, yeah, free water. Like, come if you come early and you
bring
get there
the
early,
kids,
grab something for free.
You got four. Grab the neighborhood kids.
Yeah, it's literally free. Like everything, you get
free tickets and free candy and popcorn and whatnot on Sundays, and then bring the neighborhood gang.
Bring the neighborhood gang
on Friday. Beers on tap.
Let's go.
At Dillon Tennis Center. That is spectacular. I love the idea. We got work to do. we're gonna take our first break. When we come back, I wanted to, it was the thing of, okay, so Bach has done a thing. Bach has done a thing, and Coach, I have a sneaky impression that you need to be a part of it. Okay. Because we said Bach is known for his shooter game. Like he can lace it.
He can shoot the hoop.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Right. You see him over there, right?
Yeah, backing it up too.
Right. Right. But Coach, I'm told you have touch.
Who'd you hear that?
Oh, your squad talks about you. Your squad talks about you. Is that true?
Yeah, I can play.
So, Bach said yesterday that if we had a ticket 3-point shooting contest, he would win. He's the favorite, and he said it's a lock. The Bach lock. He was like, lock. It's a wrap. And I said, sir, that is a spicy hot take from Jake Bachman. And so, Coach, I'll ask you the question, and I'll let it marinate for a bit. When we come back, 3-point shooting contest between you and Bach. Who wins? That's all I'm going to ask. We'll ask the question when we come back to one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.